Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
E-Friends by Roger Riley, Jackson, Missouri, USA. About 5 years ago, I found a news group on the internet that was composed of owners of a particular brand of motorcycle. Since I rode the same brand, I stuck around and made a few friends by email. As the years went by, more and more people joined the discussion group, and some dropped out, but a real core group of longtime members gradually formed, with lots of others lurking around the edges. Eventually, activities, rides, barbecues, meetings at bike rallies, were set up so people could meet their e-friends face-to-face. Real friendships were formed, and the circle just keeps getting bigger. A couple of years back, one of the core members suddenly dropped off the list. When someone finally called to check on him, the story got out about his nasty divorce and that he had lost his job, his computer, a bike, even his clothes. Someone casually wrote in an email message that we could probably take up a collection and get him started on the road to putting his life back together. The effort snowballed and just kept growing. We collected enough money to get him a computer, a used cycle, and enough computer parts to create several extra computers for a needy Texas school. Recently, another one of our group was involved in a bad accident hundreds of miles away from home. He was stuck in a hospital far from family and friends. Again, the group started taking up a collection to help with his wife's expenses at the hospital. Several people donated items to be auctioned off, with all the proceeds going to the expense fund. Several items were sold for many times more than their monetary value. Some of these people are from Europe, Asia, Australia, and Canada, and probably will never meet the people they are helping. Lots of others are scattered around the USA, may or may not get to meet them. These people come from all levels of financial abilities and social levels. Each gave according to the level he could, and some even went above that because someone they may have only known by email needed their help. These people will never be called heroes by the masses, but for a couple of families out there, hero is not enough for what they are and what they have done for a person they have never met.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.